Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God, and I thank Him for every opportunity He gives us to speak His word from the heart. You know, the word says that we are vessels. And I desire to be a vessel of honor. A vessel that will allow God to use him, not get caught up in the things of the world or the distractions of our enemy, Satan, and the distraction of men. But I want to be totally focused on the heart of God's will for my life. The more I put my trust in him, the more I see and understand and desire to know more. As he teaches me, a hunger comes with every teaching, every part of the training of God. And sometimes people, they miss the point. And not to put anyone down, but people do miss the point. It's all about love. Once we're not focused on the love of God, it changes everything. The last broadcast we said that the Lord had me saying that when the focus changes, the direction changes. Something's going to follow your focus. Everything follows your focus. The more we see the Lord, the more expectation we have, the more understanding we receive. There's a buildup of knowledge that we need. As we focus on Him, we see the truths much more clearly. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book about judging prophecy. And the Word of God, we interpret the Word of God with the Word of God. The Word of God is its own commentary. And I know that the Lord has blessed others to know things, and there have been commentaries written to help us out, insights that people have. The only ones that work are the ones who are inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, people can be inspired by other things, traditions, and other men and women, and even angels and demons. But Paul once said, if an angel comes and speaks something amiss other than the pure gospel of God, the pure gospel of Jesus, don't listen to him. In fact, let it be a curse. And as we learn of God, the enemy tries with all he's got to get us into some form of distraction. And I know this. When I see a move of God for me, and I see people drawing near, I immediately think warfare. Now, in my personal life, when the Lord give me an assignment, any assignment, even if it seems minute, I protect it by my faith. I protect my own will. And the easiest way to do that is to protect your focus. I protect my focus. I look at the Lord. Not what I'm going to gain. Not how many people are going to be blessed. Not disasters. I look at Him. And I've learned to appreciate the heart of His will. And every broadcast, I look to Him. In my study time, I pay attention to what the Lord wants to say. If He brings something to me, I let Him prepare me. And I ask Him my questions. I seek Him. I reach forth like Daniel did to get the answers I need. Because it's not by my might. It's not by my power. But it's by the sufficient grace of God, which originates from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us all sufficiency to do all to stand. He manifests himself seven ways, like we always teach according to Isaiah chapter 11. I don't fear deviating from the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but I walk in the light of what he reveals, which is also the light of the word. And I look at the word of God to get a clear picture. I look to the Lord to train me. I'm not trying to train God to do what I want to do. I want to do what he wants to do. I want to do what he gives, what he reveals for me to do. And that's where I live. That's where I seek to live. You know, only people who are humble will do this. The Lord told his disciples that many wanted to understand the things that they were seeing and witnessing. They saw Jesus doing miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the blind to see, walking on water, feeding multitudes with a little boy's lunch. Many prophets wanted to see the things that you see and didn't see. And to witness the things that you witnessed and didn't witness it. The prophets of old, they saw things. Some things they saw in our day. And they saw many things, good things, but not what his disciples saw. And then Jesus rejoiced and thanked God that he revealed it unto babes, the people that everybody would disqualify. See, now yesterday I talked about how when the Lord would send me to pastors in the early 90s, and the Lord was training me, he showed me a real problem that existed that I didn't know existed. You know, my appraisal of the pastors was good. I didn't think that they would do the things they did. I didn't think I would be treated the way I was treated. When the Lord first gave me his great revelation that I was asking for, and I couldn't wait to share it. But that's where I found out that there was something wrong. The Lord had already taught me that the biggest problem in the church is people don't follow me. Now, I thought pastors that taught the word, now there are pastors that love the word of God, and they do a great job of ministering the word of God, teaching faith, everything. Authority, all the things, the building blocks and the foundations you need. And I thought they would be excited, but that was not always the case. There were some that did rejoice with me, and they were a blessing. And the Lord sent me to the ones he wanted me to go to. But I learned some things that I could not have learned any other way. The Lord didn't tell me what was out there. He just sent me to do the work, and I found out. And yet, you know, one of the broadcasts I did yesterday, I did three yesterday, and I thank God for them. But we shared this on the last one, how things really work. And so I had to learn some things, make some adjustments. Now, people are gonna not always do you right. You have to understand that. People are gonna do things the way that they see fit. And you have to yet be obedient to the Lord. The Lord is good. He's not going to leave any joy out of your life. He's going to bless you, regardless of what others do or think. But I learned to love them. No matter what happened, I learned to love them. He gave me that dream. And I saw how they felt. He let me see things from their perspective. I was preaching a word that they haven't heard before, but it was of God. They couldn't judge it. and they saw me as a threat. And the Lord put me in the dream. I saw those that were holy as a threat. And they were not. I felt the love of God from them before the dream was over. But from a distance, I saw them as a threat. I'm not going to tell you the dream because it would take too long. But anyway, I understood how they felt. But I love God's people. I still wanted to fulfill what God wanted me to do. I wanted people to know Him. But systematically, the Lord worked with me and showed me what I could do. And He showed me what the anointing could do. And He taught me many other things. He trained me for the things that I'm doing now. That's why we need our daily bread, to receive the revelation we need to do the greater works. God is up to something. And the only way to be a part of it is to yield to Him. To yield to the Holy Spirit. To yield to the knowledge, the revelation, the wisdom, the counsel, even the might. The Holy Spirit will help you be mighty, and He will give you whatever you need to get the job done. And when you're anointed, you have God's ability. You're sanctioned to do something with God's ability. And our God is not a failure. But don't be so hung up on titles of men and the people that others look up to. I thank God for everybody that has a notion to do God's will. People that desire to fulfill His plan. Whether they be on perfect or imperfect, I love them. Thank God for the good that they do. We all know in part. So I don't get too bent out of shape if somebody say one thing wrong. Some people, I believe, if they did say something wrong, it was a mistake and that it was an evil intent. But there's much teaching out there that was just wrong from the beginning, and people truly believe it. And it's possible for somebody holy to be deceived. It is possible for a man with a brand new spirit, man, a brand new heart, and the word of God and the counsel of the Lord to be deceived. Because Eve was deceived. She really thought she was doing all right when she ate off the fruit of the tree. But when Adam ate off of it, it was rebellion. Their eyes were open when he ate off of it. Now she was involved, and she suffered for it because she didn't stick with the original plan, but she truly was deceived. And that's why sin is transferred by the male, not the female. See, the enemy, he thinks in part, just like man, but God thinks of all things. And Satan, you know, he didn't know the rules. God didn't tell him everything, because he didn't have to. Because he was trying to savagely work against the plan of God. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 8 says that the princes of this world knew, they would not have killed Jesus. They wouldn't have attempted to kill him. Because now Jesus is in heaven. He died for everybody. He laid his life down and picked it up. And now everybody who believe on it is a threat. And so Satan tries to disqualify everybody that has the name of Jesus. You could be anything you want to in his kingdom, just not Jesus. Now Satan hates the name of Jesus. And there was an evil desire that he bullies people with to resist the name of Jesus. They don't want the high school coaches to pray a Christian prayer at the high school games. The same people would say nothing if it was Muslims doing it, or Buddhists, or whatever. They wouldn't say nothing. Same people that wanted prayer out of school, they would say nothing if a Muslim prayed. And that's because Satan is their captain. I said it and I meant it, so don't look for me to apologize for it. I meant that. Satan is their captain. Anybody that hates the name of Jesus, Satan is their captain. He even tried to get Christians to feel embarrassed about saying the name of Jesus when they pray. If I pray, I'm saying the name of Jesus. Because that's what I do. That's who I am. I love Jesus, and that's just the way it is. And I won't be bullied into a corner to say something else. In fact, I get mad and say it 3 or 4 times. Because it's a shame. Jesus paid a high cost for our salvation. And I'm not ashamed of him. That's why I was so motivated to learn how not to sin. I thought I was going to fall in the late 80s. From 87 to 88, I thought I was going to fall. But I didn't want to fall to it. I didn't want to do anything that Satan could mock. And I didn't want to do anything that would shame my Lord who died for me. On my weakest days, I thought about he paid a high price for my salvation. And the fight just rose in me. When I didn't think I could fight, the fight just rose up when I thought about how he suffered and died for me. And I got mad. I got mad at the temptation. Even though I didn't know what to do about it, I said I hate it. And I said it with conviction. And I said it by faith. And I meant it. And everybody that doesn't know that Jesus is their Savior, I speak loud and long. I try to utilize every opportunity that the Lord gives me. That's why I do so many broadcasts. The Lord instructed me to do these broadcasts, and he needs many of them. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because the people who will hear them are people who are hungry, and they want to know the truth so they can do God's will. They're not cowards. They're not afraid of deception. They're not afraid of the world. They want to do God's business, and they love him. I see myself as God's child and also a weapon in his hand. If I will obey him and be the extension of him and speak his word, I become a weapon. And I speak words that become a weapon to destroy the works of wickedness and help people see who the Savior is, and they'll make the choice to get saved. And then they'll be weapons. Everybody who lives a godly life exposes the world for the lie that it truly is. That's precisely what I want to do. And I want everybody to hear. I desire that they be included in the benefit, the living benefit of salvation. It's in all our best interest to do all that's in God's heart and not fail. I don't believe in failure. I don't have to. Because being alive in Jesus Christ is a blessing all by itself. And the Lord's return is soon. He's going to rapture his people real soon. And every day he delays, I thank God for the opportunity to make another broadcast and do his word again. And speak living words to my friends and my family, people that I love, people that I'm around. Because God has something to say. And his love is true. He cares about us. And his return is very soon. He's going to take everybody by surprise. But those that are looking for him, they're going to go with him. Those that walk in love, they'll go with him. Those that live an obedient life, they will be raptured. Recently, about a month ago, he said, tell my people my return is imminent. He said his return is imminent. And then he said, tell them to be ready that they be not left here. Now, some people are doing things they know they shouldn't do. There are things that they need to repent of, and they wouldn't repent of it. Isn't being a Christian just enough? No, you got to do what's right. They that worship God in spirit and in truth, they that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. If that means I got to be perfect, it means you got to love God and have a heart towards Him. And don't do things you know are wrong. Anything that's not right, ask the Lord to help you with it. Now, being those that He leave here, they're hard-headed. They don't do those things, and they won't do them. They're gonna do whatever they see fit to do. And the Lord plead with people. The preachers preach their heart out. They preach faithfully, and when they do, they don't listen. Remember, when your focus is changed, your direction does too. Your dedication to the Lord is important. But it's not the dedication, it's the motive along with the dedication. If you're living the life, if you're a Christ child, you love Him, He loves you, you're going in that rapture. Because you won't do the ugly things of this world. You'll do what's right. And if you do what's wrong, you still feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit so that you'll repent. Now, people who live past the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I don't know what's going to happen to them, because when the Lord give them conviction and try to get their attention so that they can repent, they ignore it because their love is divided. But if your eye be single, if you're looking at the Lord and you love His ways, your whole body will be full of light. Your life will be pure before the Lord. You will attract the Holy Spirit. And when the rapture happens, you'll go with Him like you're supposed to. Now, if a person's heart is divided and they're in strife with other people and they won't forgive somebody, they're not going. Because if you don't forgive, neither will our Father in heaven forgive you. He meant what He said. And He said exactly and precisely what He meant. It's not hard to understand. But the preacher didn't. No, the preachers are just men. They can be anointed to preach the word of God. But preachers can compromise sometimes. There was a prophet that was sent to warn King Jeroboam, because he was evil. And I'm gonna go back and we'll look at it in a little bit. But this king, the Lord sent a prophet to him and told that prophet not to go back the way he came. And another prophet came and invited him to come and eat with him. And the prophet that was sent to Jeroboam said, no, the Lord told me to go back and don't go the way I came, but go another way and eat nothing in this town, in this city. And the other prophet said, well, the Lord told me to tell you to come to my house and eat. And then the prophet that was sent, he went to his house and ate. And on the way back, a lion killed him, but didn't eat him, and stood there beside his body, beside his carcass. So when that happened, the prophet that lied to him went and got his body and buried him and said, when I die, I want to be buried right next to him. And that's exactly what happened. So even good anointed ministers can believe the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. You have to trust the word of God only. You have to trust the word of God, the interpreted, the rightly divided, truly interpreted, pure word of God. Because the Lord truly wants us all to go with him. You don't need to be here when the rapture happens. And I thank God for his word. I thank the Lord for what he's doing. He's right. Now, I don't have the liberty to preach something that I feel like preaching. I have to preach what he gives, things that he reveals to me. That's what I'm responsible for letting his people know. Whatever God does, it's right. You don't have to put a tag on it. God's word is right. If we can just obey him and do what he say do, we're part of a much greater work. The word of God said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It didn't say that every preacher and every prophet would understand what God put in your heart. But if you do what God put in your heart, sometimes the contrary preachers and prophets, by their anointing, will confirm what you said. I can't count the times that good men of God have instructed me or tried to persuade me to do something otherwise, or do it a little different than how God said do it. Now, there's a story I mentioned about the prophet that was sent to Jeroboam. You can study this in 1 Kings chapter 13 and also 2 Kings chapter 23. And it's worth reading the whole account, but we're going to read part of it. If we have the time, and I'll pick it up in the next broadcast, if the Lord allow me to. Now, 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 1. And there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high place of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and the men's bones shall be burnt on thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it to himself again. And the altar was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, watch this, if thou would give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For it was so charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou came. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father.
And their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his son, Saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass and rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither shall I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it is said to me by the word of the Lord, Thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou came. Now watch this. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drink water. And it came to pass, as they sat by the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and has not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but came back and has eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say unto thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass after